Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the first inaugural episode of Positively American. I am your host, Braden Langley, and this is the new podcast where we not only talk about politics and the news of America, but also how we are going to save our country through action and rescue it from the auspices of the left and their assault on freedom. Now, a few of the things I'm going to cover right now. Who am I? Why am I doing this podcast? What are we going to do together? And how are we going to save this country and hand it to the next generation? We're going to kick it to the intro, and then we are going to address each of those questions. So who am I? That is the big question of the day. And who is this guy starting a new podcast on politics general in the middle of an election between Trump and Biden? I will tell you right now, beautiful people, I'm a veteran of the 2A or the Second Amendment gun rights fight, gun rights versus gun control, on a YouTube channel called Langley Outdoors Academy. I focus 2 times a day on the gun control assaults on our freedoms. And I can tell you, as a veteran of that fight, they are the most comfortable in an area that they think that they have control and control of the fear narrative. That is why we are taking this politics general, because the patterns, the themes, the ideals that they espouse in the gun control realm of their fight on the left is something that we are starting to see and creep into politics general and the veterans in that fight, like myself. It's time to rise up because we know their tricks, we know their plays, we know their moves, and I'm going to bring it all to you guys on this podcast. Now, a little bit more about me. I am a husband to an American wife, father to American children, and I am blessed to be in this country. In fact, speaking of the YouTube channel that I had, without this amazing country and without the sacrifices that came before me, I would not have been able to amass over 100 million views on my channel. I would not be able to have over 525,000 subscribers who watch and contribute in a fight for our rights every single day. That's because I'm in this country. That's because those that came before us bore all their sweat, their tears, and their children along the way in order to offer a better freedom for themselves and the next generation. And that is the respect, and that is the honor of which we're going to pay homage to right now, because that is noble. And the people that want to destroy this country will not do it on our watch, and that is what this is all about. Now, why am I doing the podcast? That's the excellent question. We are in the We're in a dire time in our nation, people. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. However, the time for heroes to rise is now, and saving this great nation and those heroes are the everyday Americans. That's you listening to this podcast, those that listen to my YouTube channel. They're everyday Americans. We're all cut from the exact same cloth. We all have the exact same privileges. We all have the exact same rights that a minority of people on the planet in the history of humanity have ever had. And it's our time to stand up and stand on the sacrifices of those that came behind us, sacrifice for ourselves, and hand it to the next generation, because freedom is not going to end on our watch right here. But the only way it happens is if everyday heroes, blue-collar workers, waitresses, janitors, all the people who have it better than anybody in the planet, regardless of your station, can stand up together and we can make a difference. And that is the entire point. Now, the political left has a very, very crucial pattern to understand, and it's not isolated to the American left. And before I go deep into that, I want to say something really, really important. I'm not here to say Democrats are evil and Republicans are great. That's not my point. My point is much more broad than that in this point of the conversation. The left, the ideological left that has been on the rampage in Central Europe from the early 20th centuries all the way across the pond to America and still exists today in different iterations, that's what we are focusing on. Because the contrast between the leftist control ideals and the tools that they use to maintain that control and the elements of freedom that are represented on the other side, particularly conservative-leaning folk or independents that are leaning conservative who don't necessarily like control and know history, those are the contrasts that we're about to bring forward. That's what this podcast is about. And we're going to do it every single day because this pattern is evident in every single move that the left makes. And those patterns, by the way, they are manipulation, fear, and control. Again, going back to the intro where I said my experience with the Second Amendment fight, these are the exact same tools we see consistently. A lot of the points that they bring forward in efforts to curtail gun rights are all based around what if it could, then it might, because it's scary. a lot of it. It's not based on what the Constitution says. It's based on what could happen if this happens, and oh my goodness, I'm scared. And the important thing here is dangerous freedom is not just something that we say in America. This is something that our founders said. I would take the ideals of dangerous freedom over guaranteed safety and control. That is a major paraphrase, but that's the general idea. Now, I fully believe that the everyday heroes within us will defeat this push toward leftward authoritarianism with the same hope, courage, and strength that those before us had. And as you can tell in this podcast, there's going to be a lot of references to the people that came before us because we are just the current link in the chain. This is not something that we get and we hope it works out better afterwards. This is something that we are going to pass along to the next generation. There's a reason in my introduction that I said I'm a husband to an American wife and father to American children, because that puts the emphasis on passing it on with my next generation from a consistent use, or excuse me, a consistent entity. This is a key part of what we understand. Now, the reason that it's so crucial for the everyday heroes to rise up is because everyone that came before us built this country on hope, courage, and strength. That is an amazing distinction between manipulation, fear, and control. Understand, this is not Democrat versus Republican, re-emphasizing that point. This is fear, control, and manipulation for the guaranteed safety, and that's in paraphrases because you can't see me on this one, but the other side of that, which is hope, courage, and strength. And this is one of those things that I really want to drive home as we're introducing this podcast. There is a penchant on the left to say that, well, we need to be safe because if we're safe, then we're all guaranteed to be safe. And safety is good after all, because everyone wants to be safe. It's playing on your fears. Even Kamala Harris recently, within the last several months, tried to put out the right to be safe and make that a right. The left does this thing where they make rights out of anything. Like, I want to have health care. Well, that's a right now. It doesn't sound like a right in the Bill of Rights, but you know what? I want it to be. Now, safety is the new thing. Well, if you go down that safety road, and this is just a brief example of some of the things we're going to talk about. Well, if you have a right to be safe, well, then that means the government has every ability to curtail everything that would make you not safe. Silence is violence. Words are violence. All these things sound familiar, because if the idea is that you're guaranteed your right to be safe and they're looking at their responsibility to keep you safe, well, that means that everything that doesn't keep you safe is going to have to be ousted. That would include your gun rights. That would include your freedom of speech. That would include all the rights that we hold dear, again, that those that came before us sacrificed for. And that ain't going to happen. Now, one of the things that's crucial to understand in this, I do not rage click. I do not put out content that is clickbait. I'm not going to build an entire podcast and momentum for an entire channel only to rely on emotional clicks and have no follow-up. Because emotion, while it's incredibly essential and it's used by the left ad nauseum, if it's not partnered with action, if there is not a next step, a what is the plan, then all you're doing is spinning your wheels. Hope, courage, and strength are amazing. You have to have a plan in order to move forward. You can't just say, they're going to come take our rights. Be angry they're going to take our rights. Look, how dare they take our rights. Click back tomorrow when I tell you how they're going to take our rights again. You can't do that. That can be an introduction, but what's the next step? What are we going to do? That is why the introduction of this podcast is why we not only talk about politics and news, but also how we are going to save our country. You have to provide the next steps, because it's not a surprise they're going to infringe on your rights. They said they're going to do it, so now what are we going to do about it? And that is the next point. What are we going to do? Now, I hope to bring information and inspiration to the everyday Americans who love this country and want to have the same blessings that they received from themselves to their children and the next generation. We're going to highlight the strengths of conservatism and the dangerous freedom that I mentioned earlier and point out the blatant use of the tools of control by the left in this country. Manipulation, fear, and control will not be used to slowly take our freedoms from ourselves or the next generation. And again, I want to emphasize, the tools that we are talking about are not positive things. When you look at what the left uses consistently in their marketing for their Democratic votes, in this case, the Democratic Party uses it because the left is in the Democrats, they will say that Republicans are going to take away your Medicare. They're going to take away your abortion rights. They're going to take away your right to choose. They're going to take away your XYZ, whatever scary thing is right here. Republicans are immediately put on the defensive and say, no, we would never take those things. Then the left goes, see, Told you they were going to. Now they're saying they're not going to. But if they weren't going to, they wouldn't have said it. It's a big ploy. The entire thing is a game that the left plays, and the Republicans, quite honestly, walk right into it like really dumb animals. But that's the politicians. That's not the everyday people, and that's some of the stuff that we're going to focus on, because the control, those tools, are not going to be used to slowly take the freedoms. We are going to go back with hope. We're going back with strength. We're going back with courage and actually have a plan based off of the things that are happening in our news, politics, and our culture. And that's key to understand what we're going to do on this podcast. Now, how are we actually going to put this into practice? How are we actually going to save this country? Well, we're going to stand together, and that might sound rather kind of, you know, hyperbolic, like, ooh, that sounds really great. The fact is, that's what we have to do. It's not a far-reaching thing to say that we have a broad support across the country of freedom. No one likes to be scared. No one likes to be lied to. No one likes to be manipulated. So if it only takes one voice to say there's hope and courage and our country is an amazing blessing for everyone who even has an opportunity to be born here, so much so that we have so many people trying to get in a Biden White House that's willing to openly let them in with lots of issues. We'll cover all that in time. But so many people want to get here for just the dream and the thought that we even have a chance. We experience that every single day. All we have to do is stand together based on those broad understanding of ideals and freedoms and blessings that we have in this country. When we are moving forward with this, we aren't going to leave anything on the field. You, myself, your neighbor, whomever is in this movement, because that's what it is. It's time to build a coalition around hope and around strength and around positive potential of our country, because our country is not an evil place. And we're going to break down a ton of that as we move forward. We are going to pass the blessings on to the next generation, the same ones that we received, and people fight and vie for and travel thousands of miles for even the chance, the whiff of it, and the potential that they could get that for themselves or their children. The very idea that the left says there's not a problem at our border and all these people are trying to get across said border is more evidence of exactly what we're talking about right now. These people will go through razor wire. They will go through deserts. They will deal with cartels. They will go through the potential of, you know, an armed group at any one of these stops along the way, all the way through Central America, just for the chance to look at a better life. And we have people here telling us that we are a plague upon the planet and we should never exist because America is evil and America is XYZ. And it's simply not true. And it's time to say it a lot more frequently and a lot louder. And that is what we're all about. That's my why, that's my what, that's my how, and that is what we are going to do together. Thank you so much for listening to this first podcast. Let me know what you guys think, because I'll be honest with you, this is the first one, and I look forward to reading your comments. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one.